Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Welcome to Vive 2024, live from Los Angeles, our third year at Vive. And I am fortunate enough to be joined by Steve Eckert, who is Chief Technology Officer for Cook Children's. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, we got to hang out a little bit.
I'm the lucky one that gets to hang out.
So. We got to hang out a bit at boot camp this week.
We did.
You attended, and you just walked out of taking your CHCIO exam.
Yeah, so if I probably not going to be able to put together a thought today, but it was a pretty wicked exam, followed by, or preceded by, three brutal days of just really awesome information. Maybe brutal's not the right word. Maybe, how about saying it was three intensive days together with boot camp. So
it is called boot camp for a reason.
It is, yeah.
It is. So what was your favorite learning? I mean, I've heard people go in, they expect one thing. I'm on faculty, so obviously I may have a lens that's leaned towards the intense learning aspect of what it was there for. But how was it different than maybe what you expected? And what was that biggest aha moment coming out of there with all those peers from different organizations?
Yeah, that's what I think I saw that was most interesting to me was I knew I was going to get a lot out of hearing from you, hearing from Teresa and other leaders in the industry. But what was really cool was hearing from everybody else, right? All my peers, all the folks that were in the boot camp sitting right beside me, and just the things that they brought to the table. We had our breakout sessions where we did a case study and learning from others' perspectives and seeing people that had better ideas than I had when things on certain things. It was really cool to learn from others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're staying for the conference.
I am.
What is a problem in your healthcare system that if you could solve it by being here, you'd be like, I'm taking this home with me?
How we can get things off of our plate.
Okay.
We have so many projects, and every day there's more and more that are piled up. And we're starting our budget process for the year, and we're a children's healthcare system, and we're blessed to have, you know, financially sound organization, and we're run well and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, that presents different kind of problems, which is we take on too much. And so how do we say no to things that we just can't do without feeling like, hey, IT's the one that's saying no to something?
Absolutely. So how will you know that the conference has been successful for you?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, if I'm able to network with my friends and see folks that I haven't been able to see for a year. I wasn't able to go to Chime Fall Forum because of needed to stay in the office. And so as a result, this is my opportunity to be able to really kind of go and rebond, make some kind of connect with some folks that I know. So that's personally maybe the most important thing.
Okay.
Second of all is to really be able to see some things that are eye-opening technologies, eye-opening solutions, things that we may not even have any idea that we need, right? And to be able to take that back and have my teams explore things that are cool and new and things that we should be thinking about that maybe that we aren't.
So I'm going to love hearing from you in a few days is I have too much going on, and yet I'm going to go find new stuff. And
that's the way it works.
Here's the thing, though. You think about the influence of being able to say, I actually found something better we should be doing.
Yeah.
And bringing that back because maybe it solves three problems instead of just one.
Yeah.
That's sort of the beauty of being exposed to these events.
Yeah.
You've got a unique perspective because you've been on the vendor side.
Yep.
And you were now on the provider side. When you think about the commonalities and the things that you've seen, what still remains true for you no matter what role you've had?
I'd say that it's still about people, right? And it's really hoping to maybe help people achieve things they didn't think were possible, right? And I think when you're on the vendor side, you're always working with people that are that kind of A personality that are out there pushing to do great things and can't wait to get in front of somebody to show it to them. And our side, it's a little different in the fact that you have people that are much more conservative and a little slower because they're used to doing things a certain way. But they're also very thoughtful, right? And they know they can't just go and stick their neck out on something that's unproven or won't have a good result. And so I'd say, really, it's first and foremost, it's all about the people, but also recognizing that maybe we're not quite as fast as what maybe some of our vendor partners would like us to be.
Understood. Yeah. Most important question of the day.
Most important.
Okay. Most important. I'm hopeful for actually the entire conference. Yeah. If you could have any fictional character be your life coach, who would it be?
Man, George Jetson. That's one thing to pass. I threw that out there just because I don't think most people will know who that is. But think about George Jetson. He was out into the future. They were doing things, cars and treadmills in their house and be able to move things around. And anytime they needed anything cleaned, he had Rosie right there. You didn't have any people to rely on. He had all of it done in robotics and through technology. So maybe a little silly. Maybe I'm a little punchy from the tests. But I'll go with George Jetson.
You're not the first person to mention a superhero or a cartoon, so you're in good company.
All right, good.
Thanks for being here. Good to see you.
You bet. Good to
see
you, too.
All right, here we are from Vive 2024. We're here in L.A., beautiful L.A. I'm here with Zane Burke, CEO of Quantum Health. Big announcement yesterday with the Vanderbilt Health Affiliated Network.
Well, big announcement. Thanks, Bill, for having me. Really appreciate you being here, and it is great LA, so fun to be here. And it's fun to reconnect with old friends and commiserate a bit. We did have some amazing news yesterday, so definitely a first of its kind, bringing together the world-class navigation with the incredibly high-performing network and Vanderbilt Health Network, and what we will bring to self-insured employers in the state of Tennessee and surrounding states is the opportunity to have value-based care, narrow network, and bundles, which will actually drive better value for our clients, our self-insured clients, and deliver the highest quality of care for employees in the state of Tennessee. And by wrapping that performance network with navigation, you get incredible steerage, because in our model, we have household engagement at 85% on an annual basis. And so one of the missing components in value-based care is, how do you get people to show up? How do you get them to know what's going on? Because people don't know what's in their benefit plan. They don't know what their access is. To access healthcare in a quantum health world, you have to come through our front door.
Right.
So to access care, and a provider has to come through our front door to get paid for care. And so that mousetrap and the artificial intelligence we run behind the scenes to actually drive the health signals and to get the information there will now allow Tennesseans an incredible opportunity to get to quality care at a great value.
So let me break this down into three areas. I'm going to talk about the provider. Why does a Vanderbilt Health Affiliated Network do this? Why does an employer care about this? And why does the patient care about this? So let's start with Vanderbilt. What are they looking for when you have the conversation with them? Why do they partner with Quantum Health?
A few reasons. One, it's a very strong statement that they value the experience.
For their patients.
For their patients.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong statement around, we're going to have the highest quality navigation solution around that. Two, they want to drive their narrow networks and bundled care, and they want to drive that process for those self-insured employers. And they do a great job once you're in the system. So care navigation.
Yeah, we had this problem at St. Joe's. Like, we wanted to partner with the local employers, but we didn't understand it. Like, we had the conversations where, like, oh, well, we can make this easier. But our idea of how to make it easier didn't really make it easier for them. Like, we didn't understand their perspective. And I would assume a partnership like yours would, because you live in their world every day.
You understand their concerns. We're super close to the employer.
Yeah, that would make sense. We'll talk about the employer a little bit. What are they looking to get from it?
So the employers, it's pretty straightforward. They are facing rising costs. And in fact, this next year, you'll see healthcare inflation will be at least five points over what standard inflation will be. So healthcare inflation is going to be much higher. So they're looking at costs. And those costs are pretty significant and growing. And there's going to be a built-in inflation for the next couple of years because of how contracts work and pricing. So cost and value is a big deal. So they've been paying out more and more money without any ability to control the levers. So that's on their mind. There's still a war for talent out there. So how do I create benefits that matter in the marketplace that show that I care and at the same time save money? And so you're looking for this holy grail of things of how do I get value at the end of the day from this benefit that is kind of out of control that I can't seem to get to. So employers are looking for ways to manage costs and create better experiences. And that's why navigation in particular which is, you know, less than 10% penetration in the self-insured market today. But National Business Group on Health actually came out with this survey. 82% of employers are saying, I'm going to look at navigation as a service because the member services sucks from an insurance company perspective, and I'm not able to get the value. I just continue to pay more, and I don't know what happens at the end of the day on the quality or the cost side of this.
Well, when you figure out the 10-person company, come back to me, because we're a 10-person company, and my costs just keep going through the roof. And for a startup, that's a very difficult place to be. The employers are really struggling with the cost.
They very much are, and it's going to unfortunately continue for at least the next 2 years because of the pent-up inflation that's behind this.
But it's also the experience. So I want to talk about the patient, because I'll get the phone call from our employees and we'll say, look, I'm trying to figure out how to do this and how do we do this in our plan. And now you multiply that by these large employers, the number of calls coming to HR, however they get routed, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the plans that they're offering and whatnot. And you guys step into that space. You make it easier for the patient.
We do. So we have over 3 million customers today. We're 500 plus clients working with people like Delta Airlines, Target, Abbott Labs, and then a number of health system clients. So actually, health systems are 15% of our book today.
Oh, wow.
So you'll see a number of clients in that space. The Vanderbilt relationship is different in this space in that they're literally saying, we need to lead with navigation. This is how we're going to get closer to the employers who are ultimately our clients. And why should we have the intermediary and the health plan side of this be part of this? We should be the first to get there. And the piece they haven't been able to do is get to the activation of those bundles and the value-based care and really creating that great experience over the top. And so in this case, Vanderbilt does a great job when they're in the network, but they lose them.
They
lose the visibility. That's where we have the advantage. We have visibility all the time. So we're tracking health signals from all the digital health pieces, all the data assessments, everything that's out there, and we aggregate that with our algorithms and drive next best actions. And given you can't access care without coming through our front door, either as a provider or a member, which I'll touch on in a second, we're going to capture you in and out of that. We can keep visibility and appropriately steer along the way. So we lower the cost for the member because all of a sudden they don't get off the happy path of what's outside of network. We make sure they go to a high quality provider. We can do all the other elements in that side.
In the ever evolving world of health IT, staying updated isn't just an option, it's essential. Welcome to This Week Health, your daily dose of news, podcasts, and expert commentary designed specifically for healthcare professionals like yourself. Discover the future of health IT news with This Week Health. Our new news aggregation process brings you the most relevant handpicked stories from the world of health IT, curated by experts, summarized for clarity, and delivered directly to you. No more sifting through irrelevant news, just pure focused content to keep you informed and ahead. Don't be left behind. Start your day with insight at the intersection of technology and healthcare. This Week Health, where information inspires innovation.
So if you're gathering that information, you're able to be proactive. You're able to reach me as the consumer, well, as a patient, as a member directly.
100%. And it's natural. It's not we're dialing out to you at 6 o'clock at night. We're going to try to put food.
Right. It's just a message on my phone.
It could be a message on your phone. It could be a proactive call of, hey, I see you actually checked into Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith is not in your network. We will make the appointment for you to Dr. Jones if you want to have a $200 lower copay. We literally do these hard pieces. We will go to do kind of what I call the hard stuff, such in healthcare that kind of connects all the pieces in a clicks and mortar world. And that's what we are really good at. It makes us a kind of steerage machine and a better experience machine. That's what the Vanderbilt relationship is about, which is creating an incredible network that they already have. Just getting the access to the self-insured employers and making sure that the members in their plans know that they have access to that and get them there.
Well, I imagine in Tennessee, Vanderbilt is the place you want to go for specialty care.
It's obviously a high-quality network. In fact, we did a third-party review, though, of their network to say, is this actually a high-quality network,
right?
Which they passed with flying colors. But we literally will do that with both the networks as well as digital health solutions, because we have the real data to say which ones of these digital health solutions work and which ones don't, based off real life actionable data.
So that's interesting. So the article last week, not every organization has the wherewithal that a Walmart does to evaluate all these, and I saw like the 16 places that they recommend, but not every employer has the wherewithal to do that kind of analysis, and that's where you guys step in and help.
That's where we step in, and based off the data, we literally say, we know that for MSK, these two providers are curated and great. We're not trying to make a king or a queen maker as part of that. We're literally just saying, we know that the data tells us these are efficacious. Well, by the way, we'll create single sign-on, create a single member experience. We'll create the single reporting that our clients are desiring. The contracting, make it easier for them to contract on single paper. So just trying to make it easier for these employers who are bombarded by a whole bunch of people that are on the showroom floor here at Vive, make sense of that.
Fantastic. What question didn't I ask? I'm curious because, I mean, this is really exciting. So talk to me about providers. There could be, you know, our audience is a lot of healthcare providers. They might be listening to this going, hey, that would be really good for us to do across our region.
Well, it's first off, start with your own employees. And how do you keep appropriate steerage in your own network? How do you think about the benefit design that keeps people in your own network and you don't have the leakage in your own network? Because I know I saw you smile a little bit. I guarantee you that you've had that challenge in your own life,
right,
in your past life. That's the first thing you can do is I'm going to manage that. And that's why we have a number of health system clients that work with us in that space. And it's 15% of our book of business today is health system clients. So that's the first place they can do. The second place is if you are of a size, it's literally thinking, how am I going to get to the first dollar coverage of this through the narrow networks, through the bundles? And not just creating them, because many of the big groups have created narrow networks or healthcare bundles.
Right.
Some have gone as far as create their own health plans. But how do you action that in the moment? And so you're going to have to look at something like a Quantum Health on a navigation perspective where you get the engagement. Because the only thing that matters is when you need that service, when you need that specialty, there's somebody there that's helping you on the journey to cue that up, that knows that. Because it's got to be in the life flow. Because otherwise, none of us want to use healthcare services. None of us actually want to. We want to go spend time with our family, our friends, listen to music,
right,
have a glass of coffee,
go see Billy Idol,
grab a cup of coffee, whatever it is that turns you on. We do healthcare so we can do all those other things. Right. Not we're doing healthcare to be consumers of. And that means it's got to be simple. It's got to be really convenient, right, and something that saves me money at the end of the time and money at the end of the day. That's where I need to be.
Well, I think you said the magic words. First of all, first dollar of care is a conversation I think that's going on at every health system today. Then the second is employee satisfaction. We've had so many conversations about physician burnout and those kinds of things. And part of what leads to that is when they go to get care, they feel like cobbler's kids. And it's like, it's difficult. That I remember my wife getting care at our health system, and she came back to me and goes, you've got to do better. And I'm like, yeah, we do have to do better. And I think everybody recognizes that. So I appreciate the work that you guys do.
Appreciate the time. Appreciate the interest. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Drex, and we're at Vive 2024, and we have Pete from Moffitt. How's it going, man?
It's going.
Things are going well.
That's been an interesting week, that's for sure.
Yeah,
some kind of security problem. I heard
a big security problem.
Yeah.
So, well, when you came from home, the security problem was already kind of started.
It did.
I'm sure that was bearing on your mind. What else is going on back home? That's big, interesting stuff. That's
so for my organization, we are growing exponentially. So my focus is really how organic growth can be facilitated from a technology point of view. Obviously security, but from a technology point of view. So I'm looking to see how I can advance that. I'm looking at things like automation, obviously AI, mm-hmm, but what can I do in my role and my space to be able to facilitate some of that? So a lot of great vendors here and some certainly interesting technologies.
Yeah, so that really honestly is my next question. You're walking around the floor, you're seeing a lot of stuff, you're thinking about what you're working on at home, how it compares to the stuff that you're seeing here. Anything cool or interesting that could possibly be on the horizon for you?
Sure. See, I've seen a few things, and I think one of the things that's intriguing to me is giving a better patient experience. Mm-hmm. So being a cancer center, it's already a challenge for patients coming to our facilities because it's not like, oh, I hurt myself, I need to go to an ED. There's a journey, and it's usually not very good. So how can we help facilitate that journey for our patients? So a lot of the wayfinding,
yeah,
but it's more about, hey, I can centralize this, and a patient can look at their phone and be able to get to places. And when you're in the building, I need to go to a blood draw. I need to go to a clinic. Exactly.
In a particular order that creates the shortest distance to travel.
Yeah. And then, oh, you're not allowed to go through this door, so we'll make sure to pivot away from that door. So it's really about the patient journey and what we're trying to do to help facilitate that. And as I said, especially because of cancer patients, there's more particulars to that. So we want to make it as much of a good journey as possible because medically, not the easiest thing.
Being a cancer center is a special kind of a mission, right? I mean, it is a specialty care situation. It's not like people show up after a car accident, like a lot of other hospitals.
Right.
Talk a little bit about sort of the mission that you have and the work that's going on around that.
Sure. So I'll start with this to say that patients that come to Moffitt already have gone through an exhaustive medical experience. So they've gone to their primaries, they've gone to specialists, and now we've gotten to the point you need to go to a cancer facility. So what we try to do is do a few things. One is a patient's coming in with a huge notebook, so to speak, of things. So how do we centralize that, not just to help patients, but also to help the doctors be able to go through the study and not spend so much time and it being laborious to go through all that.
Ask the questions again and again, the same things they've already asked. We saw it at pediatric hospitals too, right? Parents would show up with these Bibles of like, here's all the lab tests I've ever had. And doing it in paper was kind of like the best possible way for them to do it.
Absolutely.
But now there's better ways. You're getting there.
It increases the patient journey for them to be able to get the care they need. And then, of course, with the care, so many new options. And, you know, the type of cancer care there is, it's really living with cancer more than this is something that's going to be tragic or really emotional. Cancer's getting better about being able to live with cancer and living a productive life. Yeah. So it's exciting.
Yeah, that's great. I have one more question. This is a bonus round question. You need a life coach. It can be any fictional character that you want. Who would it be and why?
So one of my favorite movies is The Godfather.
The Godfather, all right.
Maybe because I'm from Italian heritage,
I don't know.
But with that, it's one of my favorite movies. So whether it's Vito or Michael, you can really learn a lot about being a leader from both of them. And granted, yes, the movie is years old, but there are thematic things you can take away from them to how to be an effective leader. And just thinking off the top of my head, less is more. Be a listener and listen to others and be a strategist. And you don't need to be the loudest person in the room to be an effective
leader.
Building
a good team. All that.
Absolutely. Now, what they do for a living, that's not part of
the ballgame.
But they have a solid team and they work well together.
Yeah. Right. Hey, thanks for your time. I really appreciate you coming
by. Thank you so much.
I'll see you around campus.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and, in some cases, start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisight, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.